Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Mike Sauter.
I would agree, Damon.
Mike Sauter.
Yeah.
Mike Sauter.
Oh, man, you're going to put me on the spot.
Mike Sauter.
Yeah! Attaboy. Let's get it.
With the 15th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Will McDonald, linebacker, Iowa State. Let's go!
As
we welcome you back in to Coffee and Cream, last week I asked one of our guys from Draft Express, I actually asked about McDonald because he was kind of a fringe guy, and we were talking pass rushers, and he's like, yeah, I don't really have a first-round grade on him. Good bend, blah, 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 but I don't think he goes in the first round. And of all the people, Sauter text me real time before the draft pick, it was not McDonald. Mike, are you going to be okay, or are you good?
Look, I'm fine. It's fine.
Look.
You know what our first-round draft pick was this year?
What's that?
I don't know if you knew this.
Yeah.
Aaron Bleepin' Rodgers was the first round draft pick. So whatever. Who cares?
Michael Jerome Sauter joining Robbie Lula on All In on a Friday. You guys, man, are you a little fired up today, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, look. I would have loved Jackson Smith and Jigba to go with what we already got in Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Mecole Hardman. Corey Dropsies Davis would be fine too to go with that.
I don't think that's his middle name. Neither is Jerome, but we'll just go with it.
But listen, McDonald, I trust my guy Robert Baldman Salah, like me. Now we got McDonald, Lawson, Jermaine Johnson, first round pick last year, Jonathan Franklin Myers. We got Bryce Huff and Clemens all at the defensive end pass rusher position. Oh, wait, Quinnen Williams is one of, if not the best defensive tackles in the league. And he's about to get paid too. So there's a GIF out there that I think I've used a couple times to say, the Jets are going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
What they do, I'm going, just saying.
You're going to have to jump a few good teams in the East to get there.
That's why we got pass rushers. Oh, like we didn't beat the Bills last year. We did.
Are you guys going?
Hey, that's a fantastic view you have, man. How's Bryan, Texas?
It's all right. I was actually outside.
It's all right.
I was outside on the patio, and then this other team, teams that stay in hotels. Like, this other group, coach just decided to have a team meeting. Like, I wasn't in the middle of anything at all, just sitting there. I was like, I looked at him, and I'm like, really, man? And he's like, looked at me all confused. Like, okay, all right. You just kicked me out. So I found this back hallway. All right. I've never been to College Station.
Yeah.
First time. And frankly, I didn't leave after we got here going to get some lunch. So I just stayed in.
Did you fall for the tourist trap known as Whataburger?
No. I'm not a huge fan of Whataburger, actually. I'm more of an In-N-Out guy myself.
Again, another overrated place, but that's okay.
True.
In-N-Out, if you put the salt yourself on the fries at In-N-Out, it's fine.
Wow. Sauter, was there any part of you when they're announcing that pick for the Jets last night and they say the name Will that just panicked and thought they were getting the heir apparent with Will Levis there? Was there any moment where you're just like, oh, no?
No. Zero chance. No way. There is absolutely no way that Will Levis would have been in New York. There is no way. That, no. I was going to cuss, but no. There's no way.
No.
And he, frankly, I don't think he's that good, so whatever. Well, Zach Wilson's the heir apparent, I guess, if you ask GM Joe Douglas of the Jets.
The heir apparent to what? The janitor? No.
Zach who?
Wow.
They're just trying to play nice, I think. I think it's just – listen, it's okay. I'm more looking to, like, what do the Jets do with the 12th pick tonight? Or they may trade down to get some little bit of draft capital, which is fine. But I think they probably – well, I would love for them – if Brian Branch is still available at 12 tonight, which I don't think they will.
I don't think he'll get there, but because I think Porter Jr. and Branch are the next DBs to go.
Right, but if you they kind of probably need an offensive lineman, and a center is probably something that's not flashy, but like Tippmann or whatever. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. The kid from Wisconsin is probably a guy, or the Minnesota center maybe is targeted. John Michael Schmitz, maybe something like that. But
plus you get Becton back. That's like getting another draft pick in and of itself.
I think people forget that Mekhi Becton slimmed down about 60 pounds after his knee injury. He's about they said he's about 330 now. So that's pretty good. So
slimmed down. Like, 330.
I know.
He's a large man. I hope he's good. But we'll see. I'm a big draft guy. I love watching the draft, and obviously, I'm usually a lot more bought into the draft because my favorite team, if you didn't know, the New York Jets, is picking in the top like five every year. So this year we little better, and gonna make the playoffs and make a run.
Is this Michael Jerome Sauter on Red Bull, or is this Michael Jerome Sauter post draft day? I think it's I think it's the last one.
Yeah,
so. Coach Rule has a question for you, Sauter.
You in a good mood or what?
I am, Coach. Thanks for asking. I had a big breakfast.
What'd you go with?
Oh, everything, because I don't want to pay. I'm a little tight with money sometimes. So, except for shoes and
milk.
Yeah. I got three sausage links, some eggs, a couple pancakes, bowl of Fruit Loops, because that's basically all they had available.
Dude, their knockoff brand in the hotel, though. Are you cool with that?
No, it's available and it's free. I didn't pay
for it. I mean, it was gold. It was absolute gold.
And I got some strawberry yogurt, and I had a bagel. And I tried to tell a couple of apple juice and a cup of coffee.
You're a child. Jeez. You're just eating because you can.
And I got up there and just crushed it.
Because I don't want to pay for lunch. If I could have a free breakfast, if I could eat a large breakfast, then I don't have to pay for lunch.
I understood. So, what do you expect to see before we get into high school? Because it's an evaluation period, and we had into some fantastic conversations with Schaefer about football. What do you expect to see in Bryant, Texas today? It's a tough field.
Yeah, I want to see, I guess, here for the ETG boys teams, and I want to see them compete again. 16s competed really well last week. Schedule kind of flipped around and changed because for some reason some programs didn't read their the rules, I guess, that the NCAA changed the rules to where you can start playing at noon on Fridays instead of 5. So they had to move some stuff around because of people getting in here late. But I want to see if the 17s can kind of bounce back, I guess, because they're not used to losing. And schedule's a little lighter this week for them. They're not playing the number two player in the country, Florian Badinga. That guy was way good.
Oof.
But I want to see if they can kind of compete at that level. The rotations or roster, slimmed down a little bit. They don't have 11 guys now. So maybe that'll help, but I do want to see what they can do as far as getting out and competing against, I think the guards need to play better, all of them. They just didn't play very well last week. And when you step up that level of competition, you gotta back it up. But there's the ETG 16s, those Those dudes played really well. Bryson Ball shot the ball extremely well last week. Braden Frager still has a ton of momentum recruiting-wise and people interested in him. Robbie Garcia is another name that has played really well too. So and getting a lot of run. So it's pretty. Lazarek Houston had a really nice weekend too.
He's a competitive son of a gun, man. He defends.
Hey, he's more athletic than he looks too.
Dude, like, Caleb, they get into it every practice. Like competes.
He can get off the ground pretty quick. He doesn't look like, you know, much, but he's got some bounce to him and all that. But, you know, obviously I think the hottest name in boys high school recruiting right now out of this ETG group is Braden Frager from just the coach that I talked to and whatever. People love his athleticism. There's some things that he has to improve on, but people love his athleticism and when he's playing hard, it's like, whoa.
Were you surprised how many head coaches, the caliber of head coaches that made that first spring live period with visits going on at the same time?
A little bit. Like,
you know, I was too.
Yeah, Mick Cronin.
Painter.
Calipari's there. Yeah, Painter's
Altman,
there.
Kelvin Sampson.
There was a ton of dudes there. North Carolina, Hubert Davis was there in Omaha last week, or Council Bluffs.
That's unfortunate.
They were all there. So, but I will also say this, like Adidas, the level of players at the high end, you know, last week I put out the 36 players to watch thing. Like, they're all really good. And there's other really good ones too, outside of that list. So I think Adidas is pretty strong this year. I think it's squarely probably number two behind EYBL.
Which is Nike, so, for those of you playing at home.
Yeah, so I don't think there's really any competition as far as that's concerned. And one thing real quick. So there was some discussion about Nebraska not having anyone there. That's not true whatsoever.
I tried to explain that.
Yeah, they should have Hoiberg there, right?
Yeah, Fred wasn't there. Oh, wait, because he had two official visits, happening. So Coach Howard was there. I spoke to him. Face-to-face.
And I saw him.
Yeah, he was definitely there both Friday and Saturday. So, you know, I mean, they were there. They're paying. They know what they're doing. And frankly, I think Coach Linzer's doing a terrific job of building relationships and trying to build them in reverse.
He's in my Fave Five.
Yeah. He's trying to build them in reverse. And, yeah, I know they struck out on, you know, a handful of guys that would be bouncing back to them or transfer guys. But, you know, he also wasn't there for the initial recruitment. That was a different guy that's no longer on the staff. So that matters, I think, in these situations. So I think people need to just kind of calm down a little bit and be all right.
It was interesting, and I do want to get to high school football, but – It didn't bug me, but it kind of bugged me that there's this thing about Hunter where I don't know who started it, but it was, well, he chose Wake because, you know, he didn't have to be the man and he could fit in better. I don't know who started that, but where do you think that came from?
I have no idea. But
who said that?
I have no idea.
Right, because I think he thinks Forbes toughness. I think he thinks ACC conference.
Yeah,
high profile.
High profile. Like
that had nothing to do with it.
I don't get where the wanting to fit in and be the savior thing came into discussion, because that's totally inaccurate.
Yeah, that had zero to do with it. And when I feel pretty good about knowing whole thing shook out.
I'm right there with you.
That had nothing to do with it. It had nothing to do with him being scared of the moment or anything like that. This decision was about the future and after college. That's what this decision was. And frankly, like, you know, yes, Nebraska's had a ton of tremendous success. I mean, look at Bryce. I mean, they've had a couple of draft picks recently, but Wake Forest has turned 2 years in a row now, two transfers into all ACC or NBA draft pick type of guys. So, you know, kind of is what it is. And I know it was a really hard decision for Hunter. I know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. And it was between Nebraska and Wake Forest. Let's be frank here. But I know it was a very difficult decision, and went back and forth actually on it. So, you know, it happened Wednesday, or I guess he committed Tuesday night. And it, even on Tuesday, like in the morning, felt like it was going to be Nebraska. And then in the afternoon, it was like, okay, it's going to be Wake. And then ended up, he actually ended up committing it, about 7:15 on Tuesday night. And then obviously that got announced on Wednesday. Yeah.
Sauter, moving on to some high school football. We were talking with Schaefer earlier about maybe some guys that could really benefit from this kind of evaluation, late spring, early summer period. He gave us a handful of names. Who are some of the guys in that group that you think could kind of elevate their recruitment level with in terms of the offers they might be able to get during this time period?
excuse me. Well, I want to throw out a name like a Tanner Hollinger from Cross County. He's got a bunch of Ivy League schools messing with him or offering and talking and stuff like that right now. Mm-hmm. I think that's a guy that could really benefit from it. Obviously, I think Anthony Rizak, I think, is a guy that could benefit from it, the quarterback. I think that one is – I wish I knew why people aren't just seeing the competitiveness and all of that, right? Like, because he's a winner.
With Rizak?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a position thing? Is it because they don't see him as a quarterback or what? Is that it?
I get – probably – but I also, you know, look at other quarterbacks that teams and people have taken in the country and be like, well, he's just as good as that guy.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Or he can win just as much as that guy. Yeah, he does a lot with his legs, and that's what it is. But I just don't know. Like, he works hard. He's not in trouble. He made, like, checks all of the intangible boxes.
He's brilliant,
and he's a really good athlete too.
I'll say plus he's a really good athlete, right?
Yeah. So I think those are a couple. One is Jacob Rope. I actually just talked to him in the lobby.
How is the big fella? He's off to a good. I love him. He may be. Nah, he's not. He's in. I got a lot because you know I get along with a lot of guys in the metro. He
you
is
say Fabe Five for everybody.
I know. But like of the T-Birds. He's up there. He is a great person.
There, I will say that I said it before. Whoever talked that kid into going out for football,
Huffman,
and whoever let him do it, like said it was okay.
Coach Woodard,
his life.
Yeah,
change that kid's life. Mm. Like, because he's gonna go to college for free to play football, and basketball. He probably would have had a partial somewhere, low level stuff.
He's a super kid.
He's a great kid. I mean, I talked to him. I basically ate breakfast with him.
That's cute.
And we weren't sitting at the same table, just near each other, because I thought that would be a little odd.
Weirdo.
Did he eat more than you?
Hey,
did anybody?
It's a really good question.
I'm talking to one of my other favorite coaches in the Metro over text this morning, and we're kind of talking about some schools that are under, I think, represented in the recruiting. One, they've got a new coach at Millard South, so I get wisdom. But Millard West has got a couple. I love Jackson Williams, and I can't believe he's still flying under the radar. He's spectacular. I put him in the Isaiah McMorris camp. Little smaller, but equally as explosive. And I also like Lacoon. I like JR over at Millard South. Millard South and Millard West seem to be schools that could take advantage of the evaluation period.
Yeah, I would say Jackson Williams is, I mean, he's a great kick returner, kick punt returner guy, right? So talk to his grandpa, actually, a week or two ago, or one of the baseball games
Mr. Sinclair?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
And I asked him, like, so, like, is it football or baseball or, you know, whatever? And he's like, well, he was hoping his recruitment would be a little bit better, you know, more for football at the moment. So maybe it's a little baseball. And he's their center fielder on the state's, I think, clearly best baseball team. He's like their second leadoff hitter, batting ninth at the bottom of the order. And if he gets on, he's stealing bases. Like, so he's super athletic. That's a good call on Jackson Williams. And I think the JR thing, I don't know. Is it size? Like, is he really 6'4"?
I don't know. He's a monster. They got a couple over there, right? And I get it. Amari Jackson is young, but I like him. It just seems like they're not getting a ton of recruiting momentum.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think that's, you know, Coach Wisdom, frankly, I think is going to do a really good job. He's going to get kids to go there. I know that.
Tamala win that job?
What?
Does Tamala win that job?
That would be interesting.
I'm with you.
That would be interesting. Cool. I'm not sure. That would be interesting. Does he throw another athlete out there like they've done the last couple of years and just the older guys or whatever? I don't think so. Because I think Wisdom's probably more like, I want a pure quarterback guy. That one will be fun to see that job. You know what? Is it May 1st yet? No. So
that official all-school list comes out in June.
Right, but I'm saying the May 1st deadline is 3 days. We still got a couple of days. People could move around a little
bit. Yeah, and you got one big one for sure at the quarterback spot. You may have to wait a year, but.
Basketball is – there's a lot. Specifically, I will say this. Everyone talks about the Metro and OPS and the Metro transfers stuff. Wait till people find out what happened in Lincoln.
That's a tease.
You're a child.
No, like, it's literally you take all six public schools in Lincoln, take all their starters, throw them up in the air, and they all land everywhere else. Yeah. Like, it is wild. So, at least the rumor mill is wild. I'll say that. Nothing official yet until I guess when June comes, when I'd start going to all these camps, if I can by that time, if I don't hobble around on crutches, but that'll be interesting to see who's playing where.
Who's the best football prospect in your opinion in Lincoln? Is it Allen Jr. or Bauman or somebody else?
Bauman.
I'm kind of with you.
You like him.
I do. I've been in love with Dash for almost over a full year.
I don't mind Pierre Allen, like, Jr. He's
fine. Got great size.
He's all of that. Maybe I didn't see enough of it last year, but I do remember going to, like, their locker room camp. That's why I love going to camps. I love June. It's, like, my favorite time of the year. But I just didn't see enough, right? So that's just my opinion.
If you had to project, is there a tight end? If you had to project productivity, college productivity, you take an Ingerson or Carter Nelson? Even if
–
because I don't think Ingerson's going to position change. Mm. So I think the offensive line talk is much ado about nothing.
No, I don't think that's true. Carter has just the athleticism stuff. And it's also what system does he end up in? I clearly think he ends up going to Nebraska. I think that's about as slam dunk of one as you can get. So does he play that displaced, you know, tight end? But can he block well enough in their power running three tight end set stuff? I don't know. So to answer your question, I'll go with Carter Nelson just because of the athleticism piece and like jumps out of the gym. But I really think Eric Ingerson's an underrated, valued guy. I really do.
Let me ask you something real quick. You got one game to win. Who are you taking at quarterback?
Rezac.
Feel safe?
Yeah, that was a quick, easy answer.
Wow. That's Mike Sauter. Hey, take care of those fine kiddos you got on the 16s and 17s and ETG in general, all right?
The one may be a little questionable.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's low maintenance, and he's got bad food taste. Thanks, right, Sauter. Enjoy the games.
Yeah.
He fell for the Whataburger trap. Caleb did.
Oh, come on, Caleb. Do better.
I tried to tell him. Back after this, Coffee and Cream.